Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Well, 4th of July is behind us now, And I'm just wondering, did you get enough sleep last night? Or what time did you finally go to sleep last night? Boy, I'm telling you, the fireworks was going, going, going. It must have been a million people just going all night, all over into the night and leading up to it. So I'm hoping that your 4th of July was safe. If you've had relatives to come in and they're getting ready to leave today, we pray for traveling grace. If you have gone somewhere and you made it back, we thank God for you returning back home safely to your family. And this is probably a work day for some people, and you got to get up and get at it, boogity, boogity, and get this day started. I just looked outside a while ago, and of course, there's a little hazy, and we've had a little rain and some storms and some threat for rain yesterday, off and on. But Georgia is one of those places where it's going to rain, but you just need to know where. Because you can be up in Smyrna where the church is, be dry as a bone on your way home down here at Riverdale. And between that, it'll just rain so hard you have to pull over to a service station or something. So it's going to rain somewhere in Georgia. So we're just glad that everybody this morning is safe and that you got a good night's rest as a result of it. But as we mentioned before, July 4th is a holiday. When I was growing up, all I knew it was just a party day and never thought about what the day was or why the day had come about. And many people receive their freedom message in different times. Here, I noticed in Texas, they call it Juneteenth. And in Kentucky, especially in Paducah, Kentucky, we celebrated on the 8th of August. And as I said before, the 8th of August for a long while was just barbecuing and getting up, getting all your cokes and drinks and going to the park and just having, sure enough, just a good time. Never thought much about what this slavery thing was about and the connection that it was made with it. But on July the 4th, 1776, the 13 colonists claimed their independence from England, an event that would eventually lead to the formation of the United States. Each year on July 4th, also known as Independence Day. And matter of fact, July 4th is the only holiday that we have that's celebrated on that particular day. Most of them are on Mondays. They may be somewhere in the week, but they celebrate it on Mondays. But the 4th of July is the only holiday that we have that's actually celebrated on that day. Well, it's next year to be on Wednesday. And the first Independence Day celebration took place in Philadelphia on July the 8th, 1776. And this was also the day that the Declaration of Independence was first read in public after the people were summoned by the ringing of the Liberty Bell. Only John Hancock actually signed the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, 1776, and then all others signed it just a little bit later on. The original American flag that we have, the stars was in a circle, and they did it so that they could show that the colonists was in unity, one with another. Freedom. Oh, freedom. Freedom. What is freedom? Have you ever really just stopped to think about it? What is freedom? Freedom consists not of doing what we like, but to have the right to do what we ought. It's not to do what we like, but it's to have the right to do what we ought. Freedom, oh freedom. Freedom is never more than one generation away from being in extinction. We do not pass it on to our children. In my blood system, basically, although I do think that there's some things that in some people got to be in their DNA the way they act, because their whole race same way. And it must be taught. It must be taught. It must be fought for. Some kind of way it must be protected and handed down to our children. For it to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. True freedom is also spiritual. It has something to do with that innermost person being, which cannot be chained, It cannot be handcuffed, and it cannot be put in jail. I thought about this thing called freedom, and what was what it was all about. We was at a state park yesterday, and this particular state park was by a river, and we stopped in there. Matter of fact, we went to a couple of them yesterday. We do that. Sometimes we'll go to one and eat, and we'll go to another to see what's going on with that. Then we drive to another state park, and the first one we went to, it was just almost abandoned. We had a few people out there and everything. And we thought, well, let's just find another. So we did. We went down in Carrollton and found one, and boy, I'm telling you, it was packed. You hear me? It was elbow to elbow. But we found out that it was a very, 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 very nice park, and we'll probably go back and visit that one at another time. But when I thought about this freedom thing, this little cushion, this little buggy come up where you pick up trash and you go around the park and you make sure it's clean and everything. And so while we were sitting there eating, matter of fact, we was getting ready to go, this little car pulled up and two people got out of it to check the garbage cans and stuff like that. That's what they was doing. And then they had a little weed eat on the back. But what made me think about this freedom thing was that these two guys was in jail. They were prisoners. They had on their striped uniforms and everything. But and so, yeah, yesterday was not freedom for them. Now, they are trustees, evidently, because they wouldn't be out in the park doing what they was doing. But they still, at the end of the day, was locked up, had to go back into the prison and go back into the jail. So they were not free. They were, like I said, they were roaming around. They was roaming around, but they was not 100% totally free. So when we got through eating, we got in the car, we just basically went where we wanted. But the question is still on the floor, are we free? And the answer to that would be no, because there's some situation that still have you bound. But here's the spiritual side of that thing. In John 8, verses 32 to 36, John 8, verses 32 to 36, listen to what Jesus said. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Jews answered and said, they said unto him, we be of Abraham's seed, and we've never been in bondage to any man. How say that ye shall be free? And Jesus had to explain it. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house of forever, but the Son of Man abideth forever. If the Son of Man therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed. The Jews had a misconception of what this idea of slavery or being in bondage or being free was all about. And Jesus had to explain to them, you may have never in your mind been in bondage to anybody, or at least at this particular time. But he said, but you are in your sins, and that's what's enslaving you. Because we know when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, that they had been enslaved for over 400 years involved in that situation. And so many of their ancestors and all had been enslaved, just like many of ours had been enslaved. But the bondage Jesus is talking about is sin. Sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from eternity. Sin separates us from the church. And sin separates us from our brethren, and sin also separates us from heaven. So therefore, the question is, get through with sin before sin get through with you. Sin separates. In Isaiah 59:1-2, he said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, and neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 1, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He says, God forbid. Here's three things. Shall we continue in sin since we know the record of sin? Shall we continue in sin since we know the results of sin? And shall we continue in sin, then we know the remedy for our sin. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 11, he says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? That is a fact. In Genesis, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these two are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do that that you would. Then it said in Proverbs 6 and verse number 16, six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven things is abomination to him, and he begins to list that catalog in that passage. John 8, 21 to 34, you shall die. And here's the important thing about that is sin separates us from God. And he says in John 8 and verse number 21, he said, you shall die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. That is serious, because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I shall come again and receive you on the sin. He said, if you die in your sin, you cannot come. Then in Hebrews 12 says, wherefore, seeing then they were encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that has been set before us. The song we sing, Love Lifted Me, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. He brought me out of the bondage of sin and has set me free. As we celebrate freedom, let us also remember true freedom that is found in Jesus Christ. For Christ freed us from sin, from our bondage, from death, from all the evil things, with this Christ, which Christ deserves to be praised and to be honored and to be given all the glory. And then in John 8 and verse 36, he says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be freed indeed. And then in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse number 12, he said, for I will be merciful unto the righteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. God bless each one of you. Hope that you had a successful 4th of July. And Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope you have a